Welcome to the Simple Money, Simple Life podcast. I am Matt Erickson, and I'm your host. This is a podcast where we explore how simplicity beats complexity, especially in money matters. We explore investing, personal finance, and how to live a simple and awesome life. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode 78, titled Simplicity is the Ultimate Sophistication. And today I'm going to be sharing a few of my favorite quotes that have really brought a lot to my life, and also a few points to each one to maybe cause you to do some reflecting and some pondering and thinking in your own personal life as to where your life is going and what you want it to be. So the first one that I just shared is the title of the episode, which is Simplicity is the Ultimate Sophistication. And that was by Leonardo da Vinci. And I want you to think about why simplicity could be the ultimate sophistication for you. I think there's a couple areas where I can think of where this would certainly apply. I think about investing. I talk about investing on this podcast all the time. I think a lot of people try to outsmart the market. They think the more funds they have in their portfolio, the better it will perform. They think by hiring a hedge fund manager or an active fund manager will help them beat the market. They think that the more money they have, the more funds they need to add, that a three-fund portfolio isn't good enough for someone with over $1 million or a lot of wealth. And they think that if you have over $1 million or a lot of wealth, then you need to add more sophistication by complexity rather than by simplicity. And I am in complete disagreement with this philosophy. I think you can invest with $100 the same way you can invest with $1 million or $2 million or $5 million. I do not think it needs to be complicated at all. I think you need to define your risk tolerance, find a few good solid index funds, and put it into the market and live a great life. I don't think it has to be complicated like some fund managers make it out to be. Now, if you have a really complicated life with a business and with multiple accounts and with inheritance considerations and with a difficult tax situation, then obviously hiring someone to help you navigate that is probably definitely worth the money. For someone who lives a simpler life like myself, that is not necessarily needed right now, although we do have a great CPA that we use, and having him on our team to help make sure we're doing our taxes properly and have a good roadmap for the future has been very helpful, and I'm very happy to pay him because I think that's worth its weight in gold. Another area where simplicity is the ultimate sophistication, I think, can be in possessions. I think if we simplify our possessions, it can be the ultimate sophistication, because if we have too much staring at us, it can cause us stress. I think also with our desires, having simple desires can really help us to feel less stress in our lives and to be happier. And also in our relationships, if we keep our relationships simple and don't make them full of drama and unnecessary conflict, I think simplicity is the ultimate sophistication there as well. Henry David Thoreau said, "An early morning walk is a blessing for the whole day." I love this quote because I love to take an early morning walk every day. I usually walk between 5,000 and 8,000 steps per morning, and it's a fantastic way to start the day, and it is a blessing for my whole day. The reason why I like this quote is because, number one, a walk in the morning is a really good way to be able to be excited to wake up for the day. If you enjoy your walk, it helps you to roll out of bed earlier. I usually get up around 6 to 6:15, and it's good exercise. One thing that they're finding in a lot of research that's the most unhealthy thing you can do is to live a sedentary lifestyle. So to have your life full of movement is a great thing. I was talking to a neighbor who moved back to Utah from New York, and he told me yesterday that he got 22,000 steps a day living in New York City because he walked everywhere, and what a cool thing. I think an early morning walk also is a blessing for the whole day because it provides us with a mind clarity and helps us reset for the day. I think it's great because it provides us with time to think or to listen to the birds or to get an education through audiobooks and podcasts. I can't tell you how many hours of podcasts I've listened to on walks that have helped me tremendously to become more educated and also to be entertained. And I just feel like an early morning walk is an opportunity to start the day with a win. I think making your bed is the first thing, the first thing you should do when you wake up to start your day with a win. And I think going for a great walk or getting some exercise is another way to start the day with a win. The next quote, I don't know who said it, but the quote is, "I make myself rich by making my wants few," end of quote. I like this one because if you make your wants few, then you automatically give yourself a pay raise. For example, if you're spending everything you have and then some and accumulating credit card debt, if you simply figure out a way to want less, then you automatically give yourself a raise. I think it's also, if you make yourself rich by making your wants few, it's easier to take that money that you save and invest it in the market or in a piece of real estate or however you like to invest. I also think this quote applies because it helps us to lose envy and jealousy towards others and their situations. Because if we feel rich by making our wants few and our goal isn't to acquire more, then we're able to enjoy relationships with people and not be envious if someone has more than we do. We can just allow them to be different than us and be okay with that and not look down on them or be envious towards them because they have more money or more possessions than we do. Also, it gives us the ability to spend more on what we really love. So if our wants are few, then we can dedicate more money and time into the things that really matter to us instead of spreading it thin amongst many things. And also, lastly on this one, it gives us opportunities to give more to others if our wants are few and leaves some margin in our lives and in our finances so that we can give a little bit away to others who are in need. The next quote I'm going to share is this one. Quote, "Our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify," end of quote. I like this one because a lot of people, life kind of goes by in a blur because they are running from one thing or one activity or work to another thing, and they're not scheduling any margin in their lives or any time to just relax. And so overbooked schedules for many people, they wear them down and stress them out. And so the less mental clutter you have leads to better focus on your core pursuits or on the things that really matter to you. And by reducing things on our schedule, we gain room to breathe, think, ponder, pray, and get inspiration. And so I think if we never take time to slow down and to simplify, we might kind of lose track of where we're going in life and just be going kind of on autopilot and not even really considering the direction or the way we really want to go because we're so focused on being busy every moment. The next quote is one I've already said on this podcast before, but I think I'll mention it again. It is, "Comparison is the thief of joy." So I really like that quote because if we focus on the good in our lives and what we already have, then that sets us up for a joyous and happy life. Because comparison is an endless loop or an endless continuum that really never has an end, because we'll never find anything that we're the best at, or we'll never be the richest or the best looking or the top of really anything. Most of us are going to fall in the average range of abilities, looks, personalities. And kind of like with investing, I think making the most out of our average is not a bad thing. And being okay with not being as good looking as someone else and being able to appreciate the physical bodies that we have that are able to do so many things and to be able to think and process and love and exercise and walk and smell and taste. Our bodies are able to do so many things. If we can focus on the good things our bodies give us instead of the few flaws that they have, I think that will lead us to a much happier life rather than wishing we could be someone else. Because sadly, the other person who you're comparing yourself to is probably comparing themselves to someone else as well. So I think when thinking about comparison is the thief of joy, remember it can be a paradigm shift to being happy for other success instead of being envious or jealous. because when we don't compare ourselves, then we can just be happy for what others have and for their successes. The next quote is by Joshua Glenn Clark, and it says this, quote, we waste so many days waiting for the weekend, so many nights wanting morning. Our lust for future comfort is the biggest thief of life. And that's the end of that quote. So I like that one because there's so many of us who have the grass is always greener syndrome and always waiting for the next thing to come along or the next big thing that we're waiting for so we can start enjoying life. And most of the time, people don't really, when they get to that next thing, then there's another next thing. And so I would like to encourage you, my audience, friends, family, whoever's listening to this, to learn to enjoy the moment. Don't obsess about tomorrow and about yesterday. Enjoy the moment. Refocus some of your energy into the here and now and get in touch with kind of your core senses. Get in touch with looking around, feeling the fabrics of different things, smelling your environment, and seeing the beautiful colors around you, and just feeling the breeze on your face, and just learning to enjoy those basic things that are right in front of us. And also to enjoy each phase of life and celebrate it and have fun with it. Like whether you're young, middle-aged, old, or very old, I think each phase has its beautiful parts to it. And if we're always wanting to be done with something, then we're going to miss out on the beauty of whatever phase we are in because each phase has its inherent beauties to it. The Dalai Lama said, if one's life is simple, contentment has to come. Simplicity is extremely important for happiness. So I would say that if you're not happy, ask yourself these questions. What can I remove from my life that adds stress, anger, anxiety, cravings, or me to feel less than my ideal self? The second question is, what can I consider and remember that I'm grateful for? What simple joys have I stopped noticing? The third one is, what relationships bring me joy and what can I do to make them better? And the fourth and last one is, what thing am I putting off due to insecurity or fear? What steps can I take to start today? And so those are a few questions that I think you can ask yourself if you're struggling with happiness. Benjamin Franklin said, money never made a man happy, yet nor will it. There is nothing in its nature to produce happiness. The more a man has, the more he wants. Instead of filling a vacuum, it makes one. So I would say regarding Benjamin Franklin's quote that if you see money as something to just get you more, I think he is right. If you see money as a way to buy your freedom or your independence or to provide you with experiences or to be able to lift others up who are down, I think money can have a wonderful role in happiness. Helen Keller said, instead of comparing our lot with that of those who are more fortunate than we are, we should compare it with the lot of the great majority of her fellow man. Then appears we are among the privileged. So I think I kind of misstated that quote. I didn't read it quite properly, but she's basically suggesting that instead of looking up, we look down or sideways when we're comparing ourselves to others and realize compared to most of us listening to this podcast are probably in the wealthiest 1% of the world. So enjoy and feel blessed for what you have. So the last quote I'm going to share is by Albert Einstein, and he said, a calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. I really like this one because I think there's a lot of people who are really focused and driven, and that gives them a lot of happiness to be always pushing themselves, which is fantastic. There's certain people wired that way. But then there's a greater majority, in my opinion, of people who, if they live like that, they feel a constant state of restlessness. And if they're able to be refocused to a modest life, they will feel more happiness than constantly pursuing something bigger or better. Lastly, on this podcast today, I want to talk a little bit about something called the arrival fallacy. So in the book, in his book Happier, Harvard lecturer Tal Ben-Shahar defines the arrival fallacy, which is a corollary to the concept of hedonic adaptation. He describes the arrival fallacy as, quote, the false belief that reaching a valued destination can sustain happiness, unquote. I certainly fall victim to the arrival fallacy, having felt at first elated, then almost immediately let down following job promotions, raises, and new car or home purchases. I wanted these things so badly, but the reality of obtaining them was far different than my expectations. That's the end of the quote, the second quote there. So I like this because I think a lot of us have the arrival fallacy where we think that the next thing will bring us happiness. Then we get to it and, well, what do you know? We're always thinking about the next thing and we don't feel that immediate happiness when we get it. So the cure to the arrival fallacy is to look around and enjoy whatever you're doing right now. And enjoy this moment. Stop trying to find the negative in people around you. Stop trying to feel sorry for yourself for what you don't have. Look for the good in people. Look for the good in yourself. Look for the good in the environment around you. Look around and enjoy, hopefully, the beautiful place where you live and the nature around you and all of God's beautiful creations. There's so much to be grateful for. I realize that what I'm saying is not applicable maybe for everyone because there are some people right now who are in desperate, really tough situations. Right now there's a war in Ukraine where Russia has invaded them. That is an example of some people where they are going to struggle probably no matter what attitude they try to have. And my heart goes out to those people. And there's also children who are in very unfortunate situations where this advice and stuff I'm sharing may not apply. But for the majority of us, I think it is applicable. And I guess what I'm saying is I think there's an interesting formula about happiness. And a big part of our happiness is genetic, which we don't have a lot of control over. But there's also a part of our happiness that is determined by circumstances and by the things we control and do. And so let's focus on the things that we can control and do, and maybe even on our circumstances. If we're in a soul-sucking job, let's get motivated and start looking for a different job. If we're in a really toxic relationship, well, let's get out of it and find a healthier, more positive relationship that we can lean into. So there's a lot of wonderful things within our control to make us happier. And I hope this podcast has inspired you in some way to consider some of those for you. And remember, the simple life is a good life.